listening to the WDYM, the What Do You Mean podcast. Now everyone gather around and listen to one of Hamilton's best podcasts. No research to back this up. Your host, Michael Gillespie.
And welcome to another episode of the WDYM. I'm your host, Michael Gillespie. And today's episode is an impromptu episode, guest starring, again, Destiny Gillespie. Hey, that's the best intro you can do? You can't say, hey guys, what's anyway. So, this one is an impromptu. It's a, you know how we got the Reddit thing where we, am I the a-hole, right? We got, am I the butthole for today? So, let me give you a little backstory of what happened today. Today, I finally got my wheel, and I ordered a wheel today. And, you know, like the Price is Right wheel or anything like that. Take a listen. Oops. Try again. You hear that, right? So I bought a wheel today, and for a special treat or a special way to give my kids an incentive to do an allowance, I put prize money on the wheels. So all day today, my youngest one's just going out spinning the wheel. She's just going, yay! Yay! Just playing with the wheel. And I've always been told, like, you can't play with house money. Right? You don't supposed to touch things that ain't going to help you. So we play today, and she plays, and she ends up in the positive the first time. So the second time she plays, she loses money. In fact, she goes into the negative. She goes into the negative and then storms off to her room upset. So I'm asking, that's my opinion. Well, let me get the opinion of the wifey first, and then I will bounce off that. So, Destiny, am I the butthole? Am I the butthole for playing the wheel game with Amelia? And two, who's in the wrong on this one? Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. We can hear each other.
What?
I'm listening.
I don't know if she fully understands.
Okay.
The second part. So the first round was a dollar spent.
No, wrong. Do you see that? She was already wrong. The first thing said. No.
No, it was $3 for three spins.
You just said $1. So this is recorded.
I said $1 a spin. There was three spins.
Okay.
So same thing. Just basically, a different way I said it.
Basically.
So she had three spins.
Right.
And she was up $4. So she had $11.
Correct.
And then she wanted to do it again.
Right. Now, let me stop you because you're only supposed to spin this every time you get allowance. And this is the first time we've done this. So I explained to her, look, if you're wanting to spin again, you're going to have to double the entry fee. So now the $3 is now turned into $6. As far as my knowledge, she shook her head. She was aware of it. Yes, she was. Correct?
I guess.
What do you mean you guess? You were right there. You see that? She's right there in the same room, but she's saying, I guess.
Well, I had to ask you to repeat it to make sure she understood, but that was after.
I repeated it. She understood.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, she rolls again. And she gets, because there's negatives on the wheel, just like in Wheel of Fortune. You could lose a turn, go bankrupt. Anyways, so she landed on negative, negative, negative each time. And to a point where she owed the bank, which is the juicy box. She put money in the juicy box because there's a thing on the wheel that says juicy box. You get whatever's money's in the juicy box. Whenever you lose money, it goes in the juicy box. So therefore, when someone gets the juicy box, they get all the money. What?
It's a juicy fruit box.
That's what
it sounds
meant.
Weird saying.
Whoa.
Juicy box.
Whoa. Remember, this is a G show.
I know, but you're like a juicy box. Well, juicy box. Juicy. It's a juicy fruit box. Continue.
Okay. So.
Oh, gosh.
Anytime you lose money, it's in the juicy box, right? So. Juicy fruit box. We have to come up with a new name for that because you ain't this ain't funny. So back to the original question: Am I the butthole for her
taking all her money?
I didn't take all her money.
But then you spend it and you win.
Okay, now look.
Every time we play a game, Michael always wins.
Okay.
And if it's for like $20 or $50, he wins majority of the time. So he spends and gets $10 gift card. And then he spends again and you get what? $10?
Yeah.
And then you spend again and you get what?
I don't know. I just came out in the positive positive.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my thing, right? I watch things. I observe things. They're both spending on the right. It's on the right side, right? And I see that they're losing. What does a person who is observant do? Well, I'm not spending right. I'm spending on the left. I spend left and I win. Okay, I am observant.
That's
I'm
why
sorry.
You didn't want to go first.
And that's also the reason why I don't want to go first, right? I am observant. I need to watch what you guys are doing. So therefore, if they're spending right and keep losing, I'm going to spend left and start winning. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Okay, so what other games do I win in?
Monopoly.
Okay,
so Mario Kart.
So here's something that you may not know. You ready? When I'm the banker, I slide myself $20.
You better not. You will never be the banker again.
Every time you're not looking, $20.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
You try to take my money and put it up under the board.
Like, hey, come on. Looking. Hey, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. So back to the original question. Am I the butthole for this situation?
A little bit.
What?
Because you took all my baby's money.
Wait a minute.
And now she doesn't have any money for the book fair.
Wait a minute.
She has $10 and she can't even buy one book because inflation.
Wait a minute. That's crazy. I didn't tell her to double down.
Well, you should have stopped and not let her do it again. Because you told her, we're not doing this again. It's one time. You get three spins. That's it.
Okay.
So she convinced you to do it again.
She says she wanted to do it again. Listen, in the grand scheme of things, this is a life lesson. To not be greedy and be gracious for what you got.
She was just trying to get some more money to buy another book.
Isn't that why we all go to the casino? When someone went to the casino.
I won.
You won, right? You remember that?
I know.
You won and you up here bragging and got the little video that she sent.
I didn't brag.
Oh, you didn't brag, but you know, you're whoop whoop.
Well, I won a lot of money.
Okay.
I still have it too.
Okay. See? Is that not bragging? That is clearly bragging in my book.
Sorry, I'm injured.
So I'm the partial
butthead.
Butthole. That's the whole topic of this one.
Stopped and said, "Nope, one round." Like I said.
So I think this is a life lesson. Like, hey, look, I'm ahead. This is like when we go to the casino. I'm ahead right now. I'm gonna pocket this ahead money and play with my loose money that I won at the casino. And if I lose it all, oh well, because I'm still got my base money.
Maybe you should explain that to her first.
No, I don't.
Like,
I did.
If you lose, then you might not have any money.
But wasn't she all on the wheel practicing for hours, seeing the negatives?
Because she wanted to win again.
Okay, well, guess
she
what?
She was trying to get some more money for the book fair.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sorry, but she lost. It ain't my fault.
Not nice.
What?
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I knew this would happen.
In the back
of my head, when she wanted to play again, you run the risk of losing this money.
Well, you should have told her that.
Well, she should have known that.
Like, do you understand? With you doing this, it's going to cost you $6. Mm-hmm. And you have $11, so then you will only have $5.
But she has three spins.
But you have three spins. Uh-huh. You could get more money or you could be broke.
And let me remind you that there's positives on here, too. There's a $10 positive. There's a $2 positive. There's a $5 positive. There's the juicy fruit box. There's gift cards on here. And what else? There's something else. Oh, the mystery money. The mystery money is the mystery money, right? But here's the idea behind it. I put numbers 1 through 12 down, and I put a random number 0 through 11. So you pick 12 and 11 might be under 12. You get $11. That is fair. And on top of it, you can get the juicy fruit box.
Good job.
Thank you. So I don't think I'm the butthole for this. If you have an opinion on this, give me a email at thewdympodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's thewdympodcast@gmail.com, because I don't think I'm the butthole for this. But I'm going to get her take on it right now. Okay, part two of the What I call it? Oh, am I the butthole for today? Okay, so to recap, we played a game, and I have. Oh, first off, let me do that. First, we got Amelia Gillespie to get her side of the story. Amelia, how you doing?
Great.
You hear that? Okay. All right.
Why am I here?
Okay. So to recap, we played the game, the wheel. What'd you call it?
The Wheel of Luck.
I guess someone that wasn't very lucky today. I'm sorry. So let's go over the thing today, right? Number one, you played how many times?
Six.
No. Okay. Two times, because each turn you get three turns, right? Okay. You gonna have to speak up. Okay. So you played the first time, and where were you? Were you ahead? Were you up on money?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So why did you play a second time?
Because I have a book fair soon, and I don't have enough money to get the books I want.
Okay.
So I wanted to double my chances.
Okay. So did I explain to you if you played again, you have to pay double?
Yeah.
Did you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. So this further proves that, one, I'm not the butthole for letting them try this. And number two, that your mama, or your little guardian, she was trying to protect you. And maybe she's like, maybe you didn't understand. But clearly you did, right? Yeah. Come, you got to speak up, because you want to make podcast episodes, and now you can't speak up. Okay. So in the grand scheme of things, who was the butthole?
You.
You know what? I'm going to edit that out. I'm going to edit that out, ladies and gentlemen, because I was not the butthole.
Did you think you were going to win?
Well, no. But Dad has $105.
Okay. So, again, try to explain this in a normal voice. Why did you thought you were going to win, right?
Yeah.
That's why you played the second time.
Yeah.
So, if we do this again, will you do it a second time when you're up?
No.
Okay. So unless you're like super up, right? Like you win $10 and keep winning $10, something like that. So I don't think I'm the butthole for this. But you think I am?
Yeah.
That's not nice. That's
well,
not
you
nice.
Asked.
Well, yeah, and you're
being honest.
Yes, and you're entitled to your opinion. But I think you're wrong in this situation, because you got to understand there's consequences to all our actions. If you gamble, you run the chance of winning and losing, right? But if you win, it's a good thing, right? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. So, with that being said, I appreciate... No, we're done. I just wanted to get your opinion on it. That's all. This is going to be the episode titled, Am I the Butthole for Letting You Play on the Wheel of Luck? She's looking at me like stone face. Because she lost.
Why am I down here?
Yo, if you're done, you can leave.
Is there any other surprises?
As far as what?
So I can play again and get more money.
If you want to play, you can spend if you want to pay $3, if you want to pay. Yep, there she
Bye.
Goes. You see that? See, this is a life lesson. Like, This is the things that a parent must do. I mean, here's another thing. These kids, my kids, I should say, apologize. My kids get allowance. I didn't get allowance when I was a kid. And Destin, did you get allowance?
No.
No. So these are just win-win situations, right? So for her to have this happen at 10, it's kind of a blessing in disguise, because you got to learn not to be greedy. Prime example, my oldest, she didn't even want to play. Then she decided to play. So let's get her opinion on this. Okay, so the third and hopefully final part of this is that my oldest daughter, Emma, she decided to play too. Now, first she was reluctant to play. Why did you want to play at first?
Because mom was all, because I was straightening my hair. So I decided that I was going to wait. And then everybody was taking forever. Like, no, oldest go, youngest go. Like, just shut up. So I just decided not to play and finish my hair first.
Okay, so old Miss Straight Hair Don't Care, Dad was doing her hair, and Amelia went, then mom went, then I went. And then you decided to play, and you followed the same rules as Amelia. You came in, you put your $3 down, and what happened?
I got 14.
And what do you normally get?
12.
Oh, so she came out on a profit, right? So why didn't you play again?
Because I'm not going to test my luck like that.
Boom! Oh, wait. I got a sound for that.
With two more dollars?
That's crazy. Wow. She said, yo, I'm up two. I'm going to hold on to these $2 on top of my allowance. Now, she could have gambled and put the six in and get it, but she decided to stop. So I guess my life lessons are getting reaching half the children.
Well, Emma's older, too.
Okay. But how many times have we played games before and we've gotten...
Well, okay. Also, sometimes you could... Okay, whatever about life lessons and stuff, but, like, sometimes... You know, you got to take risks. So that was her risk that she took.
Wait, hold on.
Just shut up.
That's crazy. Oh, my God.
I'm hungry.
Anyway, that's another episode for another time. But in conclusion, I've discovered that I'm not the butthole for the situation. And when allowance time comes around next time, maybe, just maybe, she will learn a lesson. I don't think I'm the bad guy in this situation.
Why is this getting so deep?
I mean, I initially when she got upset, and then after Amelia lost, she went storm straight upstairs.
So well, that's like, how everyone naturally react.
No, I mean, just take your L's, you know.
Okay, well, she's got to learn. She's 10.
Oh, my God, I want to push that button one more time.
Push it.
No, I'm not. So
exactly.
That's the thing. These are life lessons you got to learn and understand, so... With that being said, I don't even know what time we're at. 2 minutes. So I'm going to end that episode on here because that's the life lesson today. Ladies and gentlemen, learn when to hold on. I like
You're
that.
You're so funny.
Thank
guys.
You. I thought that would be a good way to do an episode for the podcast because I got other episodes to do, and I thought, it's a good lesson for anybody to learn here on the WDYM. As always, I'm your host, Michael Gillespie. I hope everybody's doing good. Hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody takes care of each other and themselves. I'm out, Girl Scout, Boy Scout.
Donate cakes.
Peace.
To Emma Gillespie, 8th grader.